Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
I'm Tara Fraser, and today on the show it's Pride.
It's just been announced that it's moving to the Downs, but with all the details, organiser Darren will be here live.
And football and rainbow laces.
The Panthers football team are here.
Well, not all of them.
All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Hello, one and all.
Hello.
Good evening.
How are we all?
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Hey, it's been a while since I've been in here last, about a month, hasn't it?
Hang on, what's happened? It's too quiet. Yeah. Steph's microphone off or something.
You gagged her. Sorry, that's another show.
Excuse me, I was waiting for my usual intro. Where's my TARDIS?
Oh, sorry. I didn't bring it with me, so... So I got lots of fun today. You've got lots of music for to get you in the Pride spirit.
Ah, yes.
So because they've announced quite a few of them. So I should point out, I don't think Adam Lambert is one of them, but I have got one of his songs. It's a really nice song.
That's a request from somebody in Norway.
Yeah.
Norway.
Yeah, one of our listeners in Norway.
That's for a next,
yes.
I believe.
Did you not know we broadcast
No, I did not know we did broadcast in Norway. Yeah.
We're gradually expanding, you see.
So we're expanding the countries
from
that
the
actually
whole world.
Gender neutral.
Yes. Yeah. I think we only cover one fjord, but...
Very low power.
So, but yeah, and we should say hello to. I can someone else pronounce that? I'm really, really scared of pronouncing this wrong. Radio
Turquoise.
Turquoise. Is that right?
Radio Turquoise.
So, hello, and a very warm
that
welcome
was sexy,
to
Terry. That was
very
sexy.
Kind of you. Well, I like to think so.
What? That you're sexy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you are.
You know. And so. Steph was saying that I was Welsh actually earlier, which actually isn't true.
You
I'm a quarter Welsh, and I fancy Gareth Davis, the rugby player. But yes. That's another story.
I'm a quarter Welsh too.
Fantastic.
Well, you live in Bristol. I mean, how many people aren't got a bit of Welsh?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. It's,
you know. I mean.
Yeah. There's
but you see, I'm not originally from Bristol though. So.
Oh right. Okay. Fair enough. But Bristol, the whole United Kingdom is just a mishmash of
true.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet there's some Norwegian in me somewhere. It's.
Yeah.
Oh, are you,
what? Norwegian in
yes,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Right. Yes, and we heard Andrew.
And you being married.
And we should note that tomorrow is International Women's Day, of course.
Oh,
there'll
is it?
Be events yeah. taking place in Bristol.
There's a lot planned, I
Cardiff,
believe, isn't
Swansea,
there?
And across the United Kingdom.
Yes, there's something big happening at the council. Place here, isn't there?
There is, yeah, but organised by Bristol Women's Voice. Yeah,
yeah. So. Now, Steph, you wanted to talk about some very quick top of show as well, didn't you?
It's Tara's got the info. Yep,
yeah, yes. So we've got LGBTQ Fostering and Adoption Week coming up, and it's all about how LGBT. Yeah,
come on.
GSRD.
No, they say it that way round in Scotland.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, just, yeah. Gender, sexual, relational diversity is another way to think about it.
Oh, it's confusing enough explaining to friends who've not heard of it what LGBT stands for, let alone telling them there's something else.
And it's the fact that anyone can adopt, and that includes LGBTQ.
Yep.
And that's
so,
really
yeah.
important.
Website?
Yes, if it's in here. It's LGTG.
LGBT.
AdoptionFosterWeek.org.uk.
Yay!
Cool.
And I finally got my teeth back in.
Right. Anyway, it's over to Brigstow with Alid, who is going to tell us whether it's February or March.
My five on Shout Out.
Hello and welcome back to this month's Brigstow My Five with me, Alid, and this week I'm joined with
Andy, a peer mentor, senior peer mentor actually, with the Brigstow Project.
Marvellous. So yeah, so welcome back. This is our February. No, it isn't. It's our March podcast, and I've lost a month already. Andy, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I want to start off with U equals U and remind people what actually U equal U equals U means. Basically, it's if people are sticking to a regular HIV treatment package. As long as you keep on taking the medication, you've got an undetectable viral load, which basically means you cannot pass it on. If you can't see it, you can't get it.
Yes, so it's undetectable equals untransmittable. And this is just following up from a story that was in the press last week of a positive woman and her negative partner trying for a family. And it, there were some sensationalist stories out there printed by the tabloids. So this is just to remind everyone that if you have an undetectable viral load, it means that you are untransmittable. That's just the legalities out of the way first. It's always nice to remind people of that. Now, tomorrow is International Women's Day, and tonight we're going to be celebrating some of the amazing women that we have in the HIV sector, and there are a lot of them. First off, though, I'm going to kick off with some facts. So women account for more than half of the number of people living with HIV worldwide. Young women, so aged between 10 to 24 years old, are twice as likely to acquire HIV as young men the same age. HIV disproportionately affects women and adolescent girls because of vulnerabilities created by unequal cultural, social, and economic status. And unaccommodating attitudes towards sex outside of marriage and the restricted social autonomy of women and young girls can reduce their ability to access sexual health and HIV services. So it does affect women. We can't forget that there are women out there that are HIV positive, and they need our support just as much as ever as well. So keep your eyes peeled for more information regarding Brigstow's exciting project on mobilising women and their uptake on PrEP. So this is in partnership with Prepster and Yorkshire MESMAC, and this is a project to recruit, train and support volunteer peer community mobilisers. This will be open to all self-identifying women, so cis women, trans women are invited, as well as non-binary, trans femme and AFAB people. These volunteers will be provided with resources to develop PrEP and sexual health interventions in their own communities, and it is very exciting indeed.
Now, on a rather sadder note, we remember Dr. Mags Portman. Thousands access PrEP, had sadly passed away at the age of 44. She was a real trailblazing HIV doctor and a huge loss to the HIV sector, but more importantly, our thoughts go out to her husband and children.
Yeah, she was an absolutely phenomenal woman, and she was an incredible ally, and she was just one of the many amazing women that we have in our field. There are so many more amazing women as well who are HIV positive, and we're going to hear from one now. This is Becky Kroger. She is a young woman living with HIV, and she was the youth delegate for You Stop AIDS this year at the International AIDS Conference in Amsterdam, and she went along with the DFID minister. Becky, if you'd like to take it away.
Being HIV positive means that I am strong, I am healthy, and I have a huge voice. I have done work in HIV for a very long time, and I now do work internationally on HIV. And just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I don't have a voice, doesn't mean I can't do half the things that everybody else can do. I challenge stigma, and I promote the rights of people living with HIV very strongly. I tackle my government on HIV-related matters, and I'm very proud of where I am today and the people I have worked with on HIV-related matters. Thank you for having me on your radio show. It was lovely to chat to you all.
Fantastic. Thank you, Becky. If you want to go and follow Becky on Twitter, her handle is @B_Kroger, that's Kroger. Some other amazing women to look out for, follow our @HIV_speakingup,
@BakitaKK,
@POS_women87,
@SusanColeHaley,
and finally @SashaIsHere88. Plus many more, but we don't have enough time. But thank you all very much for listening. Join us next month.
Thank you very much. Take care.
If you have a story you could tell in 5 minutes, get in contact. Visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bopping along. That's Boney M and Brown Girl in the Ring. I wonder why I might be playing that. I do this every time you come on, don't I? It's, so that's really cool, though, Boney M.
Oh, legends, aren't they? So,
anyway, I should say hello. We know you so well. We've just been, Darren Carter from Bristol Pride is here live in the studio with us. So very, very warm welcome back.
Thank you.
We have just officially asked, and we have had an official yes, so we can tell you that Shout Out will be broadcasting Bristol Pride live again this year, which is fantastic. It's always such a good day. It's really nice to be able to bring it to those that can't get there for whatever reason.
I just enjoy listening to it afterwards as well, and kind of hearing all the interviews with the artist and all the maybe the main stage stuff that I've missed. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah, you kind of get a bit of a different insight, because of course we actually talk to the artists, and you don't get to do that when you're there at Pride. So but yeah, big news, of course, it's moving to the Downs.
Yeah, really exciting. It's been hard work and a long time coming, but I'm really pleased. So yeah, we are moving to the Downs this year, and we're moving to the nice bit, which is really just at the top of White Ladies Road, just by the water tower. So,
right, I was going to say, which is the nice bit?
Yeah, well, it's all lovely, isn't it, the Downs? But it's just kind of nice and right there at the top of the road and accessible, and once you get to the Downs, you don't have to then traipse, you know, another 15 minutes to get to where we are. So it's right there.
Before we get to talking about it, I remember you and I, when we were doing the first ever one that came back. Back then, did you ever think it would get as big as it is now?
I probably didn't even think I'd still be here doing it. But yeah, so, you know, it is our 10th anniversary this year. Yes. So it's kind of...
Are you doing anything special?
I'm feeling very reminiscent and thinking back to, God, you know, those days in 2009.
Hair, yes.
And yeah, my hair wasn't as grey. And but I think, you know, things that we're doing is just kind of looking back at where we've come from and what we've done in the last 10 years. You know, we were inviting some of our favourite artists back.
I was going to say... Sophia Lispector as well. Was she the first year?
No, she was in 2014.
Right.
So, yeah, but just such an incredible artist, so loving and giving. We just had to ask if she could come back, and we're so lucky that she
can. Unless you're going to tell me something I don't know, I don't think A1 are back this year, but I did notice recently they've reformed.
haven't they? Mm.
Okay.
So I'm wondering about the march. How's the march going to tie in with this?
Yeah. So you know what we know is the march is really important. You know, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Stonewall this year as well. The Stonewall riots is the birth of Pride. We have to remember the very first Pride events were parades and protest events. So the march is still so important to us, and visibility is so important to us that we want to keep that in the city centre. So that will still be in the city centre.
It was extremely visible last year.
Yeah, 12,000 people last year.
It was amazing.
Incredible.
It wrapped the whole city centre.
So is it going to do the same?
We're actually going to keep the route exactly the same,
really,
hopefully, subject to speaking to the highways team. It still needs to kind of get a bit of approval on that,
right?
But yeah, we're going to look to do a bit of a reverse, so we don't meet ourselves, because that's been a bit of a problem the last couple of years. There's now so many people in it that by the time we've kind of gone round Cabot Circus, we've met ourselves again. So we're going to go the reverse route round the horse fair.
Right.
So that we'll be starting in the Castle Park in the bandstand area. We'll be going out that way, the reverse round the horse fair, and then down onto Baldwin Street and through to Millennium Square, where we'll be ending.
Darren, you said ending.
Ending.
Do you know the atmosphere last year and the other years on that march is incredible? Mm. Do you actually think they will stop or they will keep going up Park Street and block Park Street and just keep going?
Until they get to the Downs.
Yes.
I suppose it is a possibility, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think if people want to carry on, we definitely encourage people to walk up to the Downs. I think that's going to be the best option for those who can. If you want to do that, I think you need to stay on the pavements to do it, but we definitely really encourage people to keep that atmosphere going and vibe. You know we can't close White Ladies Road and Park Street, so you know, if you do want to do that, it's stay on the pavement and do it.
With armbands, are they going to have the same option with first bus again?
Yeah, so and that's why we're ending in officially ending in Millennium Square, because we'll be have loads and loads of shuttle bus services picking you up in Millennium Square to ferry you up to the Downs very quickly, and that'll be free with your Pride supporter wristband, and we're still doing free bus travel on First Bus in the Bristol Inner Zone with your wristband on the day as well. So there's loads of options to get you up to the dance for free and quickly.
And so when can you start buying your wristbands?
They're on sale now, actually, from Bristol Ticket Shop. So,
oh, amazing.
Yeah, which is great. And they're just £7.
It's going to come around really fast. It always does. It's like it's March at the moment, and we're thinking this isn't till July. And the next time we'll be talking to you, it'll be like a few weeks before, and you'll just be like, yeah, it's like right here, right now.
Time goes really quickly. Yeah, definitely. And before we know it, it'll be here. But yeah, we've got a lot of work to do until then. And
so at the down, obviously, bigger capacity.
Yeah.
So are we going to be able to get in quickly?
Yeah. So
I'm trying to think of the things that we've talked about that people have mentioned in the past. So last year it was all the queuing they weren't particularly happy about, but I'm assuming with a bigger place that's...
Yeah, so that's why, you know, part of the move to the Downs is to double the capacity. It means that everyone who wants to come can get in. And, you know, that will get rid of the capacity issue, which stopped people... we couldn't let any more people in once 12,000 of the parade arrived, and 1,000 people were already waiting to get in as well before that arrived. So that's going to deal with that. And then obviously we will then have the space to expand and do things that we've not been able to do down on the amphitheatre. So, you know, we can triple the amount of gate lanes that we've got planned, and then we're going to be sectioning those off. So with different wristband types, you'll be directed to a different gate lane, so you'll be able to get in nice and quickly, and you know, not have to wait if someone needs to pay some cash or card in front of you, for example. You'll just go straight in if you've got a wristband. So that's going to be really good, and we're really obviously pleased and want to work to make sure that people just can get in nice and quickly, because who wants to queue when there's great stuff happening inside the festival?
What other questions were there? The other one was, I had to queue for ages for a beer. Am I still going to have to queue for Asia, or if we're a bigger place, we're going to have more bars?
So, well, you know, we're a busy event, so there's going to be queues. But we're being on the dance, we've been able to expand the number of bars that we've got in the festival. So we're going to have 3 bars the size of the main, the main bar.
That's the number 3, not 3.
The number 3. So 3 absolutely massive bars, as well as some other bars dotted around the festival as well. So,
cool. You know, and let me guess, wristband gets you cheaper.
Yeah, so we're still doing money off the drink. So if you've got a supporter wristband, you save 50p on your drinks all day. So a real bargain if you're going to have a few drinks.
But responsibly. If it's a fiver and it gets you travel there and back, it's seven this year.
Seven. Yeah, you know, it's
inflation.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the Downs, bigger venue.
Yeah, the Downs is costing a lot of money. You know, we've got the new license we have to put in, site fees are a lot of money as well, and just doubling everything. So double the amount of toilets, double the amount of security. I think our toilet bill is coming to about $14,000 this year.
It's things that people don't think about too, isn't it? Yeah. So what acts are we allowed to know about?
Sarah Alto,
she's amazing.
She is amazing.
She's
in the finals for Dancing on Ice, which is coming up this week. So she's doing incredibly well at the moment. Sinead, we've got her back because she was our first ever headliner back in 2010. So it's great to invite her back to see how far we've come in the last 10 years. Hazel Dean, who is someone I've been wanting to get for quite some time, you know, massive 80s artist, but she's always usually doing the Let's Rock Festival, so we've not been able to get her, but she is, we booked her in nice and early this year. And
I think she's listening, Darren, because she retweeted and started following Shoutouts.
So yeah.
Hello, Hazel.
Hi, Hazel. I'm so excited you're going to be performing with her. So yeah, it's good. I'm so excited about that. Jadelle, do you remember her?
That was only last year.
Was that really the year before? Yeah. It's been a couple of years.
She was brilliant. God, she got the crowd going.
Didn't she? I was just saying, we've got that clip online.
What was really funny with Jadelle was, not only did she sound like Adele when she sung, she then came off and we interviewed her, and she sounds exactly like Adele in real life too.
Who knows? We mentioned Sophie Ellis-Bextor, which is going to be incredible. And I think people have been getting rather excited about our RuPaul Drag Race star Peppermint, who will be headlining the cabaret stage. So
amazing.
Yeah, so we've got
some main stage, cabaret stage.
We've got a new stage with Diva Magazine. We'll be showcasing loads of great musicians on that. We've got a new circus tent that we're putting in with Baseline Circus. So there's going to be some fantastic performances programmed through that all day. And that's also going to be home to our silent disco, which is new this year, and we're looking at doing a bit of a wellness and well-being area as well. So you can just take a bit of a break from the festival, chill out. You know, we're going to do some yoga workshops in that, and just really think about like this world that we're living in at the moment is just crazy, and it can really take a toll on kind of your mental health. So we just want to kind of make a space where people can really get some support, but also look at ways that they can just think of their mindfulness and kind of improve their daily well-being. Yeah, and I'll be kind of in there all day, I think.
Is there gonna be Tarek, you go.
All I was wondering, is it going to be the family area?
Yeah, so the family area is staying, and we'll be working with the Super Pirates again for that. So loads of fantastic activities. We'll be working with Off the Record and Freedom Youth for our youth area. So we're looking to expand that a little bit more this year.
So what age do you expect people to be? The reason I ask is that there's families out there that got young people that are coming out, and they might be worried about the age group that go to a Pride festival. Yeah. I think the Bristol one's really, really one of the most open ones I've experienced. But
we want to encourage everyone to come to it, because we recognise that young people, you know, might recognise themselves and realise who they are, but also for parents to kind of get an opportunity to think, oh, that might be my child, or to speak to other parents as well. So, you know, our family area is for all ages, and you know, we do really see like young babies and stuff in there, because we are seeing more LGBT parents. And then the youth area, I think Freedom work with 16 to 24. Thank you. So that would be the aim for the youth area. Yeah. So amazing. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Have you still got Boogaloo doing his thing?
Yes, I think.
He's back, is he?
Yeah, he is coming back.
Yes.
Shall
I tell you what? I heard him today on Sky Arts. He's doing voiceovers.
Yeah, he does voiceovers.
Yes.
Really? He used to do the Red Button presenting of Eurovision as well. So, you know, yeah, he's got fingers in all pies. He is, yeah.
Cool. Well, listen, we could ask you 101 questions about it, but the main important bit is go get your supporter wristband. We've got the two again. We've got the day and the whole thing, or are they separate this year?
Yeah, no, so we've got a day wristband that's, as we said, is £7, and that gets you all the free bus travel and money off your drinks and other great rewards as well, whilst helping make Pride happen. We're doing a day and night wristband, which gets you into the official after party, and other partner after parties are either free or discounted as well. That's £18. And we are introducing a new day wristband, which is like a fast track, guaranteed anytime, quick access for those people that might be working. It was just some feedback that we had. So people who are working during the day but want to come and get into the festival nice and quickly when they finish their shift, and that's going to be £12. So that's an option this year as well.
Interesting. BristolPride.co.uk for all the info.
Yeah, so all the info, I'd say, on our website, or you can follow us on our Facebook, which is just /BristolPride, and the tickets are available now. We have soft launch. Haven't actually told anyone they're available yet, but they are available from Bristol Ticket Shop.
There you go. Marvellous. Yeah. So, well, listen, I'm sure we will have you on again between now and the actual day, and obviously we'll be there on the day, which is always so much fun. But thank you so much for coming in and chatting and filling us in on all that. I still want to know if A1 are going to be there. I think that was a bit of a tidbit there, wasn't it? So, anyway, here is one of the ladies herself. This is Sophie Ellis-Bexter. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go, Sophie Ellis-Bexter. Sorry you didn't hear half of that, but it's far more important to talk to Darren, you know.
Absolutely,
so if you want to hear Sophie, come on the day. So she was such a performer. I mean, she really had the crowd rocking.
She's a really nice woman as well,
yeah,
I've heard.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, lovely lady.
It's going to be one hell of a Pride this year by the sounds of it, isn't it? So I can't wait on the Downs as well. It's going to be an interesting challenge to figure out how we broadcast that, but we'll worry about that one ourselves. So. Anyway, let's get some news headlines.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 7th of March.
One of the UK's national commercial radio services, which has a lot of gay presenters, is to come off the DAB network during March. Heat Radio has been broadcasting for the last 10 years and is linked with the magazine of the same name. It features celebrity gossip, friendly chat and pop music from the last 30 years. Although Heat is not an LGBT station per se, it has gained a following in the gay and trans communities, and boasts several presenters who are out and proud on the air. Radio industry insiders report that the station is being revamped in March and will become an automated service playing high-energy pop music 24 hours a day. The RCS media website confirms that the current raft of presenters will finish their programmes at the end of March as part of the process. The station will also come off the digital DAB network nationwide and will be replaced by Scala Radio, a new classical music station which will compete with the existing classical providers Classic FM and BBC Radio 3. Fans of Heat Radio are hoping that the station will retain its place on the Freeview, Virgin and Sky platforms.
Japanese society benefits from not having a religious history of oppression for LGBT people, and the country's dominant faiths, which are Taoism and Buddhism, have a long history of tolerance and are as well amongst the most ancient religions in the world. However, the social culture over the last 200 years has been broadly conservative. This ideology has persisted, and even today, transgender people face some legal hurdles that do not exist in Western Europe. Now, Takakito Usi, a trans man, has recently taken the government to the Supreme Court, arguing that the current requirement that trans people are sterilised before they can have gender affirmation surgery is unconstitutional. There is, explains the Gay Newswire Pink News, anxiety in Japan's establishment about trans people having children, hence the sterilisation rule, and another stipulation that people applying for a diagnosis of gender dysphoria do not have offspring under the age of 20. Now, many people smell homophobia and transphobia behind these rules. However, the Supreme Court in Tokyo has ruled that the current ruling is not in violation of the constitution or the law of the land. Activists have vowed to fight on to allow trans people in the country to have children.
One of Bristol's shops frequented by the gay and trans pagan community is to move out of the city. The Dragon's Gallery, which has been trading in the Broadmeads Arcade for the last 4 years, is the first spiritual bookstore in the city since the much-missed Greenleaf Bookshop closed in 2005. The Dragon's Gallery shop is not LGBT-run, but stocks a range of spiritual and New Age products, including books, cards, incense, magical stones, fossils, mediation, CDs and New Age music. Many LGBT people follow what is sometimes generically called New Age spiritual paths, which encompasses ancestors' worship, elements of Eastern mysticism, and ancient European and African religions such as Wicca, heathenry, and voodoo, also known as voodoo. These religions are by no means free of homophobia, but broadly are more liberal than the Middle Eastern religious traditions. The shop is to move to Somerset in April. The West Country is a centre for alternative spiritual paths, and our friends at Glastonbury Radio 101.1 FM will know that there are many good New Age shops to choose from on the High Street.
The seizure of power in the state of Iran by Islamic fundamentalism took place exactly 40 years ago during the late winter of 1979. And then 10 years later, British Indian writer and atheist Salman Rushdie published his magnum opus, The Satanic Verses, prompting death threats towards the author and publishers from Islamic extremists. To mark the 30 years of Mr. Rushdie's defiance of religious intolerance, BBC Two's Newsnight spoke with a number of campaigners for freedom of conscience, including the gay human rights activist and the veteran of Gay Liberation Front, Peter Tatchell. In Tatchell's analysis, the Salman Rushdie affair had blown open a dangerous hole in the political left, and that many left-wing groups failed to adequately condemn the intolerant wing of Islam for fear of appearing racist. This, he said, had allowed the political right wing to make the running on the debate about tolerance and intolerance. He said that there were groups which did take a principled stand to support Mr. Rushdie, such as Southall Black Sisters, the Indian-led feminist group, which has campaigned for 40 years against forced marriage and female genital mutilation. His co-panelist, Geoffrey Robertson, spoke of the unity of support for Salman Rushdie from both then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and the leader of the Labour Party, Neil Kinnock. Mr. Rushdie continues to write and to campaign on issues such as feminism and atheist rights. He's a supporter of gay and lesbian liberation, but has been rather cautious on the subject of transgender identities.
And Bristol Pride is to move to the city's Downs this July. The event has been become successful that it can no longer occupy its former city centre location, and so it will shift to a wide open space overlooking the River Avon, which belongs to the people of Bristol and is occasionally host to fun fairs and other large events. Darren Carter, representing the Pride, appeared on the community radio on Monday morning to make the announcement. Meanwhile, the organisation has announced an unprecedented huge lineup of megastars, including Sonic, Boney M. Boney M were one of the 70s largest disco groups. The Trinidadians and German band enjoyed a string of enormous hit singles through the later part of the decade, including Rasputin's Rivers of Babylon and their Christmas smash rendition of Mary's Boy Child. The main festival day of Bristol Pride takes place over Saturday the 13th of July.
For these news stories and more, you can visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Diana Carver
and Terry Starr.
Shout-out.
LGBT radio for you.
Going out for Norway, this one. This one's for Annette.
The Shout-Out Podcast.
That is Ghost Town. And that is... who's that by? I can't see on my script. Oh, Adam Lambert. There we go. So, quite an interesting one, that one. It starts off all kind of soft, and then it goes all kind of dancey on you. And yeah.
I'm into a rock, so...
To my knowledge, he's not a Bristol Pride. I know all the rest of the songs are... Anyway, we're talking football. And I was going to say rainbow laces, but I know she's not actually wearing rainbow laces, are you?
We're not, no.
Are you supposed to be? Are you in your football boots wearing rainbow laces?
We will be in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will be in an hour, yeah.
So, anyway, from the Panthers, which is Bristol's... what do you call yourself? Not
All-inclusive.
All-inclusive, yeah. Football team. We've got Tom Johnson here in the studio. Welcome to Shout Out, guys.
Thank you for having us.
So, now, give us a little bit of history. How long have the Panthers been going and...
So we've had a kind of couple of iterations over the years. It started in 2000 when a group of people wanted to watch the World Cup together, and they met at a bar in town and found that they wanted to play football as well as watch football together.
Not at the same time, I appreciate.
Not at the same time, no.
Well, you'd be surprised. You can.
The sidelines, maybe. And since then, we've kind of gone through various different phases of development. And this last year, we rejoined a national LGBT league, the GFSN league.
And we're doing pretty well, to be fair. I'm not going to lie. Right.
Joint top of the table.
We are, yes. Wow. I scored from a corner, but the wind did help, to be fair. The wind from the air, not my backside, obviously. Just want to put that out there. Don't want to get a bad rep.
Podcast will be available if you want to cut out clips for your website later. You know.
Greatest hit, be for real.
So, but now, how many of you are there now? In
30.
We've got about over 50 on the books. Wow. But we regularly get up to sort of 30 in training, which is great, because about a year ago, I think Tom and I both remember
about five or six people.
Yeah, struggled to get five aside teams, so we've really grown
up
a lot.
And down then.
Yeah, definitely.
So is there more than one team? Do you have an A team and a B team?
We've just got the one team at the moment. But as the numbers have grown so much, we'll have to look at how we develop as a club, which is partly why we're doing some fundraising activity.
We are.
Well, do you want to
so jump on from there?
That?
Right, so basically we've got our fundraiser tomorrow. It's in the Queen's Shilling. It's at 10 o'clock. It's £5 to get in. All the money that goes in on the door will go to keeping the Panthers going for another year. There'll be some shots that are being sold. I was going to say my colleague there, not my colleague. My friend Ollie will be selling some shots. I'm hearing that he's going to be wearing something very, outrageous, shall we say. Last year I did it in a wrestling singlet, but I'm 30
now. So you're
not
going to be in your footy kit selling
shots? No, we will be, yes. So everyone will be in the footy kit. Ollie has told me that he wants to wear something a little bit more daring, so I've said go ahead, you know, we might sell some more shots. The one thing I should really say is this year as well we've actually raising some money for Maggie's, which is a cancer charity,
right?
Our ex-captain Chris, he's been given a life limiting cancer diagnosis, and he's actually coming down tomorrow. But it really touched home with us that we're bigger than just a football team. We're about, obviously, you know, supporting each other through thick and thin. And so we've got a Just Giving page. If you put in Bristol City Panthers, we've already smashed our £500 target. We've gone over 1,000. We're now on 1,200, I believe. And we're all getting our heads shaved. There's seven of us getting our heads shaved tomorrow, so I will be looking like a beautiful Easter egg just in time for Easter.
So I can come down the shilling and I yes, can help support you and get served by an Easter egg in footy kit. Is this what you're telling me?
Oh, well, it is, yeah.
Amazing, it sounds
well,
like
there's going to be some drag queens there as well. They're going to be fun, and it's going to be a really good night. And I think it's just like, especially in our community, it's just support each other, and it's going from step to step, yeah. And it's about keeping us going.
Yeah, so, what's always really is the shilling is also a very supportive venue and lets us do things like this. So hats off to them for doing that too. So.
Yeah, and it's been great to have their support for that, and it's nice to kind of to do something right in the heart of the community and to sort of show that we are part of the community as well. I think that's a big reason why the Panthers exists and fills a bit of a gap in the market, I think, for what we can offer in Bristol.
I was going to say, I think, yeah, big thank you to the Queen's Shilling. They helped the Bisons out, which is a rugby team as well.
Yes, and if you think the Bisons very well.
Yeah, and you think in today's kind of market with less people going out to clubs and that and less money at the bar, yeah. I think it's a massive that they've said you can take 100% on the door. So a massive thank you to them.
Yes, I got shots of someone in rugby kit there. That's why I asked you if you were in football kit, you see.
the whole team will be there in football kits. I think I got a bit sidetracked because Ollie was like, can I wear something, you know, a little bit different? And I was like, well,
sounds
yeah,
like
of course you can,
it's rather risque.
Yeah, Ollie's a character. Yeah,
he's kind of stolen my crown, to be honest. I've kind of like hung up my kinky boots, so to speak.
So how do people find out about it and join in?
So we have a website, bristolpanthers.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, @ Bristol Panthers FC, and our
Twitter
handle.
Do I have to
handle.
Be any good, though?
Oh, God, no. No, that's not a requirement.
Let's be fair, it's always right. The first thing you think. Yeah. It's like, you know, I might enjoy kicking a football around, like, but you know, I'm not particularly good at football. So would I actually want to go along to a group and play with people
anybody
who are
can
top
come,
of a league?
Absolutely. So kind of our tagline is that you can come whatever your ability, sexuality or gender identity. And yeah. There's people who've come to play for us who've perhaps been played a lot of football and want to play in an LGBT environment. And right through from people, and I include myself in this, who haven't kicked a ball since school and even then probably tried to avoid it. So definitely
he's pretty good, Jonathan. He's given himself a rough ride there, but there is a complete mix of ability completely, and everyone supports each other. It's just a safe space for us all to play some sport, you know, and it's more than just a football team. I can't really reinforce that enough, and I think that's why we want to get behind Chris and raise some money for a charity that's really helped him out in a tough time. Yeah. So it's about supporting each other whilst playing football and having a laugh, really.
So how's it work? Is it membership, and do I have to come every single week? Or?
No, so you can come as often or as infrequently as you're able to. So your first week's always free, so you can see if you like it, see if it's kind of an environment for you, and then after that it's kind of pay as you go sort of thing. We have a kind of a token membership that you can pay. It's a one-off, it's a fiver, bargain. Our treasurer will be keen to make sure we can collect that out, but yeah, so there's a range of people who are able to give what commitment they can. So some people really want to come play matches, so they really kind of come every week, and for others it's just when they've got time off work, that sort of thing. So everything in between, really.
Cool. So how does it work then when you end up playing against other teams? That can't be an every week thing, I presume.
There's the GFSN, the Gay Footballers Supporters Network, I want to say. I think that's right. And there's a league. There's two leagues. We're in Division 2 at the moment. We started last year. So you're basically, I think we have about 8 matches or so. So for example, we're going to Leicester for a boys' weekend away. And that's in April, I want to say.
Yeah, it's in the beginning of next month. So we've got league matches, but we also play regular friendlies. During this month, we've actually formally affiliated to Bristol City, which was a pretty amazing moment. I think we're the only second LGBT team in the country to have a formal affiliation with an English league side. And we're playing the other side, Charlton Invicta, who've got a relationship with Charlton Athletic. So we're having a friendly that. So we organise sort of ad hoc friendlies, and we also go away for sort of tournaments and things. So there's all sorts of opportunities to play competitively.
For everyone.
Would you see quickly like to play against Bristol City?
I tell you who I did enjoy playing against. We played against the Army Reserves, and that was very, very thrilling for many reasons, but we actually drew with them. But I do think, to be fair, that they were kind of a bit shocked that actually we could kick a ball around. So I think that was nice. But what was quite funny was just trying to put up the goal nets. I must say I was more of a supervisor than actually helping, because I could
really
not work
out
how to get these. Yeah, I think it's a picture of me doing a cartwheel whilst people were trying to put it up. I just couldn't. But yeah, I did enjoy both the changing rooms and the actual game with the Army Reserves. I will put that out there.
But I think that's been the beauty of the platform, I think, that, you know, we've been able to kind of represent as an LGBT team and have put on matches like that and do the work we're doing this Friday to raise money for a charity. So
cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. And enjoy tomorrow. I hope the fundraising goes well too. Hats off to you for doing that for Chris.
Hats will be on after this, I think.
Well, yes. It's cold having a bald head. I can assure you of that one. So, but yeah, no, we hope it goes well. If people want to get involved, come.
So Shilling tomorrow, 10 o'clock. Turn up, come in, have a great time.
But if they want to come and join the Panthers,
Thursdays at South Bristol. Oh God, Jonathan.
8:45 at South Bristol Sports Centre on West Town Lane. Oh, but follow us on our social media and you'll be able to find.
We're playing actually tonight at 9 o'clock, so we're going in a minute, so yeah.
Cool. Well, so some of our stations take this after that, so if you want though, they can check you out online, can't they?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, definitely. Yeah,
cool, brilliant. Stay with us, you're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Sonic and It Feels So Good, another performer at Pride, as we heard earlier.
When was that? I mean, yeah, when was that?
It was 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. She was the first. Wow. Well, that, no, I don't know. That, no, that song's not so, sorry. Yeah, I mean, no, she performed at Pride 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm feeling my age. That's all it is.
She was a New York DJ, wasn't she?
She was with S Express, wasn't she?
Oh, wow.
At the end of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Moore, of course, who was a veteran of the gay club scene in London.
I love the song S Express.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah, that's 31 years ago.
Tori's just having a moment.
I just recently converted. I got all my tape stuff now onto a playlist, and it's just shocking when I listen to it all. It's just like crazy.
Sorry, a what? It was on a what?
Put it onto a playlist on a
Spotify.
Yeah.
So you had it on a cassette.
I had all these cassettes.
You sound like Terry with a hit parade.
I had about 90 cassettes. So I went through and I've taken all and got them all onto Spotify, and I've got a playlist. It's days.
Careful, otherwise we'd be talking 8-track cartridges.
8-track cartridges, reel-to-reel.
I'm sorry, it really hit home, and Lara didn't know what an MP3 was. I was like, my God, technology moves on quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
I said, well, how do you listen to music? She just said, well, I'll just stream it.
A lot of young people do, these youngsters.
Just pay for your account and you're off.
Yeah.
That was really nice, the football, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a good interview.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah, I did like the fact that he liked the army so much.
Everyone likes a soldier, Andy.
And men playing around with balls, I guess.
You had to lower it, didn't you?
The round. You know. And,
can I just mention something quite important? We've had a note from Public Health England. They've launched the first ever national government cervical screening campaign to encourage all people eligible, that's between 25 and 64, to attend their cervical screening when invited. The screening rates are at a 20-year low, with 1 in 4 eligible people in the UK not attending. Mm-hmm. Research has shown that lesbian and bisexual women are up to 10 times less likely to have had cervical screening test in the past 3 years than heterosexual women. PHE is therefore working alongside the National LGBT Partnership and LGBT Foundation. Remind all LBT people that everyone with cervix, which is most women and many trans men, who have not had hysterectomy, should attend cervical screening, and if they miss their last screening, to book an appointment with their GP practice.
Important stuff.
Yeah, very important stuff. So,
thank you, Steph.
I think that's the first time we've had Public Health England contact us. So
they did contact. They sent it out, but we seem to be taking any organisation now with anything LGBTQ. We get a note from.
Which is great. So.
Excellent. So if you have anything you need publicising over the air on 11 community radio stations across South Wales and the West, get in touch with us.
Studio at shoutoutradio.lgbt. Or you can just head to our website and there is a contact us form.
Oh, and one on Norway, there. Norwegian fjord.
It's funny, actually, there are listeners in a lot of countries across the world. There's actually quite a lot in America that listen too, that we can see from the online stats, because obviously we're not on FM over there.
Sure, tell you what's weird as well, when you look at the Pirate Nation radio stats, that a lot of their listeners are in Germany.
Interesting. That's interesting. Yes.
So anyway, I'm really looking forward to broadcasting Pride this year.
Yes,
it'll be so different. Coming from the Downs.
Looking forward to Boney M.
Yeah,
you've got to interview Boney M. They are legends.
There's like 100 questions you want to ask Darren when he comes in. Absolutely. There's only so much time you get on air, and it's like, how many questions can we get in before we got to disappear? But yeah,
just
no. It's really good that he comes in to tell us.
I guess what will we be broadcasting from about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning?
Sometimes it's usually about midday we go live, and we broadcast right the way through till the end. So. And that's July. Seems so far away, but it'll come around so quick. Always does. So anyway, that's it for this week, but please do check us out online if you would like to get in contact. As we said,
the shoutout radio .lgbt is where to find us and find out more about how to download podcasts.
I've messed that up really badly.
You are funny.
It's short. Anyway, next week we're talking about the movie Girl, but from myself and the rest of the team, everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye!
Shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.